Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Keisha.
Yeah. I'm in the zone and I'm already gone in the zone.
Sorry about that, Keisha.
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening, Mom. Daddy Viner.
Yes. And the Williams family,
The Williams family and the Norris family.
The Johnson. I think. And then
Johnson.
Johnson family and the Williams family.
Okay, you're going to have to repeat that again. You said the Johnson family and who else?
The Williams family.
Williams. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening, Brian.
Yep, it's me, Daniel, and Hubert.
All right.
And we have a guest.
Who?
We have a guest.
The name is?
He's going to listen in.
What's his name?
We call him E, Little E.
Little E.
Put your name on
Good evening, Aunt Carrie and Betty.
Hey, how are you?
Well, how y'all doing?
Okay.
Okay. Loretta?
Yes.
You and your grandmama, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's make you have, what, one girl and two boys?
Yes, yes.
Keep on, you'll catch up with Auntie.
Yeah. Which one?
Me.
I'm not trying to.
You ain't got nothing
but
to do with it.
It's not up to me. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call, and I guess we'll give another minute for anyone else that want to join. So far, I have Keisha, I have Mom, I have Daddy Werner, I have the Johnson's family, I have the Williams family, I have Brian, Daniel, Hubert, Little E, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Betty. And myself. So we'll give it another minute, see if anyone else is going to join, and then we'll go ahead and get started. Oh, while we're waiting, do I have a volunteer to do the birthday song tonight?
I'll do it.
Keisha?
Okay.
Yeah. How about someone volunteer for a closing prayer? Oh, don't everybody speak at once.
I do it.
Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll be doing Psalms 23 tonight.
That's the one? Okay.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started with the Family Nellens Weekly Prayer Service. I would like to say good evening, everyone. My name is Loretta. Happy New Year to everyone. And I will be your host tonight. Angela is at her book club meeting, so may God bless that meeting with her tonight. If everyone would bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you remove any demonic spirit away from our prayer line tonight, and we ask that you keep those evil spirits from entering in throughout our prayer service. Lord, you are showing us the way to live. Help us to stay on that righteous path. Father, we know that some days are harder than others, but we know that you are with us with every step we take, and we thank you for your daily presence. Help us always to keep our eyes fixed on you, Lord. We ask that you take away our fears so that we may continue to trust and obey you. Lord, help us to live more like Jesus. Help us to love one another and to be kind and patient. Let not Satan sneak in and try to steal our joy. Help us to stay focused on you, for God is love. We ask that you fill us with the Holy Spirit and allow it to manifest in us so that we can do your will. Sorry about that. We ask that you surround us with your positive and spiritual, with your spirit, order our steps, and lead and guide us the way you want us to go. Help us to be doers of your words and not just read them. Forgive us of any sins that we may have committed this week, and help us not to commit any sins going forward. Dear Heavenly Father, we need your guidance daily. Continue to bless us with wisdom, health, wealth, courage, and understanding. Thank you for your Son, our Savior, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I had a caller to just join.
Yes, greetings tonight. We'd like to say we're glad everyone that was able to attend today. You would love.
Okay, what I would like to do is go down the list, and if you have something to share with us tonight, tonight is an open session, so we would go down the list and see who all have something to say. If you do, go ahead. If not, just say pass. And the first on my list is Keisha.
Noona. Hello, everyone.
Good evening, Keisha.
I just want to say I pray that God blesses you all in this new year. And I encourage everyone to read their word more this year, especially when you're, you know, actually, we should just read it in, at all times. It should become like a meal to us. We should pick it up and read it as if we pick up a fork and start eating our meal every day. I just want to encourage everyone that the bread of life will fill you more than any bread on this earth.
Amen. More. Thank you. Amen. Okay, next we have Mom. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I was just going to read a paragraph from Colossians. I think it's Colossians. Okay, it's read below. When you get God's word in your heart, in our heart, it absolutely changes us in everything. And as we feast on the word of the Lord, eat and digest the truth, and inward eat of Christ, We are changed every day from one state of glory to another. You will never find anything else better than the word that takes you there. So you cannot afford to put aside that word. Amen.
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 Thank you for that. And next we have Daddy Verna.
I would like to read Genesis 41, 50 through 52. And the name is Two Living Witnesses to the Law of Goodness. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi.
Okay. And unto Joseph was born too soon before the year of famine came, which had been the daughter of Potter, priest or other priest or own, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name by the Quaybone Manasseh, for God said, He had made me forget all my toys and all my father's house. And the name of the second called Ephraim, for God has called me to be faithful in the land of my affliction. Amen.
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 Okay. Anyone from the Johnson family wants to share something with us tonight?
Hello, good evening. Happy New Year, everyone. I just want to say I consider it an honor and a privilege to be a part of your prayer line. I think this is a wonderful and awesome thing that you guys as a family has done, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. And you're welcome anytime. Okay, anyone from the Williams family would like to share something with us tonight?
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
As a representative for the Williams family, it's awesome to come together in the spirit of unity. And this is something that is greatly needed at this time and just different things that we're faced with every day. So I'm definitely in agreement and pray everyone great success tonight.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, Brian, anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I would like to read out of Ezekiel 32, chapter 32, verses 1 through 8. It's called Lamentation for Pharaoh and Egypt.
Amen.
And it came to pass in the 12th year and the 12th month, on the first day of the month, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say to him, You are like a lion among the nations, and you are like a monster in the sea, bursting forth in your rivers, troubling the waters with your feet, and fouling their rivers. Thus says the Lord God, I will therefore spread my net over you with the company of many people, and they will draw you up in my net. Then I will leave you on the land. I will cast you out on the open fields and cause to settle on you all the birds of the heavens. And with you I will fill the beasts of the whole earth. I will lay your flesh on the mountains and fill the valleys with your carcass. I will also water the land with the flow of your blood, even to the mountains, and the riverbeds will be full of you. When I put out your light, I will cover the heavens and make his stars dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of the heavens I will make dark over you, and bring darkness upon your land, says the Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next we have Daniel. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Good year we having. Good year. It's a new year. So, well, 10 through 12.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that reading.
James 4.
Okay.
James 4, 10 through 12.
Amen.
Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift up. Speak not evil one of his brother, and judge his brother, speak of evil of the law, and judges the law. But he that judges the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is no lawgiver, no one lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, that got us above the law. Bless Allah.
Okay. Hubert, are you in the same room with them? With your phone?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I'd like to come to you all from the book of Psalms.
Amen.
I'll be reading chapter 1 and chapter 2. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto the Lord God that I serve, Yahweh. And we enter into his house with thanks and praise. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, nor and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The king of the earth gather themselves together, and rulers to take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed sins. Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure? Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathens for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a pot of vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, O ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Bless Allah.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that reading. Okay, I'll go next. Okay, and I'll be reading from Joel Osteen's book. It's called Be Joyful Always. In Psalms, David says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. At all times means in the good times as well as the tough times. The Bible tells us to stay full of joy no matter what we are facing. The joy of the Lord is our source, our strength, and the enemy knows it. He knows that if he can get you down and discouraged, before long you'll be weak and he'll be able to easily defeat you. When you are full of joy and have a good attitude, you keep yourself strong. That positive attitude of faith paves the way for God to work miracles in your life. It paves the way for God to turn your situation around. Decide today to have a good attitude. Keep yourself full of his joy by meditating on the goodness and the promises of God. Be full of the joy of the Lord. You'll soon experience supernatural strength and discover the victorious life God has planned it for you. Amen.
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 Okay, Little E, is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
He said he want to read something. He said, hold on. He said he'll come back to him.
Come back to him, okay. I have Auntie Carrie. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Pass.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
I want to read Proverbs chapter 3, trusting in the Lord, and I'm reading the New Living Translation.
Amen.
It said, my child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my command in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people. And you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend upon your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next we have Kadarius coming to us.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kadarius, and I just stopped by to say that God is love, and I thank him for my family and for his day. Help us to be kind to one another. Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Little E, that lead me back to you. Are you ready?
Chapter 19.
Out of what book?
Genesis.
Genesis, okay.
Now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. And when Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, hear now, my Lord, please turn into your salvation house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will spend the night in the opening square. But he insisted strongly, so they turned into him and entered his house. Then he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. And they called to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them calling.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. Let's see here. I think that completes the list of everyone that was on for tonight. Let's see. I guess we'll go right on into birthdays. Any birthdays, anyone, for the week of the 7th through what?
What
day? Is it the 12th?
14th.
Okay.
My cousin's birthday is Wednesday.
I'm sorry, whom?
My cousin.
Whose birthday? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
My pastor's birthday is on Wednesday.
And his name is?
Pastor Dion.
Dion, okay.
And what about Dorita baby?
Okay. McKaylin.
Hey.
I have Clarissa down for her birthday, and this, that's not true. I'm sorry. That's okay. I have Pastor Dion and McKaylin. Okay, Auntie Carrie, do us the honor. No, you're not. Keisha,
I'm doing
Keisha has, Keisha has the floor. I'm sorry. Keisha?
Oh.
2 minutes of fame.
That's all the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Okay, let's see. We're going to go right on into the sick and shut-in. So if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, loved ones that are not well tonight. Our special prayer goes out for Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Marianne, Maxine, Tony, Malachi, Billy Morgan, Billy Mitchell, Uncle Oliver, and anyone else that we are not aware of. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. We ask that you remove anything that is not of you out of their bodies, off their mind, and off their tongue, and replace in them the Holy Spirit, and let it manifest in them, to remind them that you are still in control, and that you and you alone have the power to heal them. All they need to do is confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that you are the way. We ask that you apply the blood of Jesus on them from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet. We want to thank you for your works that you have done and the works that you will do. Heal all our sick and shut-ins, Lord. We know that you are able. We love you, and we thank you for your son, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
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 Okay, all right. First, I would like to congratulate Nakisha. I understand that she was been engaged.
Oh, yeah. I guess I haven't been on the call in a while, huh? Shame on
you. You want to share with us what date this was?
December 24th, 2011.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Okay.
And I have 82
all
more
right.
days into my wedding.
82
all
more right.
days.
All right, good. Amen. And I also would like to congratulate my daughter, Jarita and Jesse, on their baby girl, Michaela. May God bless that family.
Yeah.
Hey, amen, Grandma. You got another one out there.
I would also like to thank everyone for their dedication and their faithfulness to be with us tonight, to help us give God praises and to worship together in his name. I realize that you could be doing anything else, but you chose to come together with us to give God his praises. Thank you. And anyone else have anything else that they would like to share, testimony, praise report, before we move on to the closing prayer? Okay. Auntie Carrie, you want to share with us Psalms 23?
Yes, I'll be reading Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. I do want to let everyone know that next week will also be an open session, and come prepared to share God's words. Everyone have a blessed week. I love you all, and so do God. Amen. Love you.
Amen. Love you all. Good night.
And good night.
And thank you, Williams and Johnson family. Welcome back anytime.
Wow. Bye-bye.